In Wichita, Kansas, residents are reeling over yesterday's announcement that Boeing will close its massive defense plant there. 2,100 highly skilled jobs will be gone by the end of next year. The news sparked considerable frustration among elected officials who'd been led to believe that more Boeing jobs were on the way to Wichita. Carla Eccles of member station KMUW has more.
Words like frustration, outrage, and betrayal about Boeing closing its doors for good here are common. With half a dozen airplane manufacturers here, Wichita is known as the air capital of the world. Wichita Mayor Carl Brewer says it's hard to grasp that Boeing is leaving.
This is something that's historic in the state of Kansas. Boeing has been here for 80 years. This is something like losing a family member walking away from the family, or your wife walking away from you, or your husband.
But Boeing's Vice President Mark Bass says it was a decision made only after a company review that began in August.
Despite the best efforts of our Wichita employees, ongoing cost reduction initiatives are simply not yielding enough savings to make our Wichita facility competitive to maintain and win new business.
One major area of contention is the support Boeing got in helping it win one of the largest military contracts in history, an Air Force tanker deal that promised 7,500 jobs for Wichita. The Kansas delegation even celebrated that win with Boeing officials earlier this year, but it was all for naught, and the jobs here will move to Texas, Oklahoma, and Washington. Kansas Representative Jim Ward says Boeing has benefited from numerous corporate tax incentives at every level of government, but he says Boeing did not return the courtesy.
They didn't come to us and say, here's the piece that's holding us up. Here's the thing that's going to make us backtrack on our promises to you. The only thing they didn't do was load the vans up at the middle of the night. There was not a situation where we said we weren't willing to talk to you about what it would take. They just weren't willing to talk to us.
Still, Boeing's Mark Bass says the aircraft company spends more than $3.2 billion with approximately 475 suppliers in Kansas, sustaining thousands of manufacturing jobs in the state.
It's important to note that even though the finishing center for the U.S. Air Force's KC-46 tanker will be moved to Puget Sound, Kansans will still have a vital role in production of that airplane.
43-year-old Kathy Waters Allen has been an engineer at Boeing for 20 years. The company paid for her education. The mother of two says she doesn't know what she'll do next.
I don't know. It's very sad. Very, very sad. You know, we have a long history with the Boeing company. So, I don't know, this announcement comes as kind of a surprise, but not really.
Other residents are also stunned by the reality of seeing one of the oldest airplane companies in the city preparing to take flight out of Kansas. For NPR News, I'm Carla Eccles in Wichita.